Pitkin County is slowly unrolling its plan to return to a new normal as cases of coronavirus slow. That includes tracking down cases of COVID-19 to keep it from spreading. Aspen Public Radio's Alex Hager explains how this works.
Kurt Dahl says his job sometimes feels like detective work.
You know, you're trying to identify who could have gotten something from where, and that really gets into that case investigation and that detective type of work.
He's no stranger to that kind of investigating. He's the county's environmental health manager, and part of his day job is trying to pinpoint sources of food poisoning.
Basically doing some tracing and contacting people that might have been eaten that food and letting them know about that to see if they're sick or if they have symptoms.
But in early March, the first case of coronavirus showed up in Pitkin County, so Dahl switched gears. Now he calls people who've tested positive for COVID-19 to figure out who they may have spread it to.
It's very similar, except that now we're looking at a communicable disease between people.
What Dahl's doing is called contact tracing.
Along with testing, this is where we identify people who are sick, and we make sure that those people aren't able to get other people sick.
Here's how it works. Someone has symptoms, goes to their doctor, and gets a test. If it's positive, Dahl gives him a call. Then he's got a list of questions.
We're looking at information on people they would have been in contact with kind of that 2 to 3 day period before they had symptoms and then after they've had symptoms.
Dahl tells the person who tested positive to isolate until their symptoms go away. He'll call back 3 days later and then again after 7 days to check how they're doing. But Dahl's job does not end with that person. Next, he has questions about who was close to them and might have also picked up the virus.
Where we're looking for those people, like, you know, the people that you live with in your household, or you know, the people that you went to a party and sat around for 30 minutes talking with them right next to each other on the couch or face to face.
Now Dahl has a list of other people to call. These are people who were within 6 feet for more than 10 minutes, so not people who might have passed a positive patient on a hike or stood next to him at the grocery store. Then it's a cold call and some more questions.
Hey, how are you doing? You've been in contact with somebody who is positive for COVID-19. We want to check in with you. Are you feeling sick? Have you been sick?
Then Dahl asks them to stay put and play it safe. John Peacock is the Pitkin County manager. He says the work Dahl and others do is so important because keeping the virus down starts with keeping known cases contained. Now the county is relaxing stay-at-home orders, and if you can't keep everyone home,
then you've got to have a second strategy, which is how do you identify those quickly who are infected with the virus and get them isolated on an individual basis.
The county is adding to its contact tracing staff, so they'll have up to 19 people. And Peacock plans to keep some of them in action for up to a year and a half. That effort could cost the county up to $1.5 million. A staff of that size is actually more than enough for Pitkin County's population of about 18,000. But Peacock says they also trace for tourists and second homeowners, and there could be a spike of infections.
When you plan for all those other components, we should be planning to accommodate a population of probably around 39,000.
Now that staff is standing by, including 14 recently trained additions to the team. Dahl says for new contact tracers, it's important to remember that the job is a science and an art. Sure, there's data collection, but you're also on the phone with someone in a pretty tough spot.
You're trying to connect with somebody, and it's an extremely important event for them.
That's why Dahl doesn't always stick to the usual script. He says he tries to have a genuine conversation.
And being empathetic and understanding and trying to come from their shoes of their, you know, they're sick.
Case rates are low right now, but Dahl says he and the rest of the contact tracers are ready for whatever happens with this virus. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.